Okay, here's why you need to have a 7-second story. I think we'd all accept that these days people's attention spans are a bit shorter, especially when they're on social media and especially when they're absorbing ad content. But the interesting thing to me is that whenever you hear people talk about the ideal length of ads, especially video ads, they tend to say it's sort of 30 seconds, 15 to 30 seconds, maybe as much as a minute. But when you're watching a video on Facebook, oftentimes what pops up is an ad mid-roll through that video. And that ad is only 7 seconds long. And so if you can't tell your story, if you can't get your message across, if you can't create a compelling reason for people to go that next step within 7 seconds, you're going to lose them. So I think that people should really be focusing on this 7-second story. And I think that helps you not only with ads, say mid-roll on Facebook, it helps you with even your own content, whether it's a quick tweet, whether it's something, even on LinkedIn for that matter. There's nothing wrong with having a short 7-second promo story that catches people's attention, because I think that's just as long as people want to pay attention for. Within 7 seconds, if you haven't got them, they're already somewhere else. Alrighty, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back again tomorrow. See ya. G'day, Trent here. If you've been listening to this particular episode, then you've been listening to the anchor version of my podcast. The anchor version of my podcast will be going away soon enough. So if you want to follow on the main podcast channel, that will be on iTunes and all of the other podcast networks, and it will be named Trent 365 in a couple of days. It'll take a couple of days for the search engines, for the podcast platforms to sort it out. But this particular version right here, the anchor version, will be going away in the next couple of days. If you're not sure what to do, head on over to my website and subscribe to my newsletter. Alternatively, what you can do is drop me a message. You can send me an email to me@trentmonday.com or hit me up with a direct message over Twitter or LinkedIn. Trent Monday is my name. Pretty easy to find. I really do appreciate you listening to the show over the many, many episodes that we've had. And I don't want you to miss out on upcoming episodes. So just be aware that this particular anchor version of the Trent 365 show will be going away soon. The exact same version is available now on my other channel on iTunes. And that channel will be renamed Trent 365 once the platform goes through and sorts out the new naming. So it'll just be a couple of days and you'll be able to find Trent 365 again. In the meantime, if you don't want to miss out, drop me a direct message and I'll make sure we stay in touch. Alrighty, thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the upcoming episodes. Bye for now.